All right, section three, get rid of limiting beliefs and create the right mindset, okay? So after I had worked toward qualifying for Kona for about a year, I found myself when people would ask me, oh, you know, you're on your way to qualifying for Kona and realizing your dream, right? You must be a really great swimmer. You must be a fast runner. And I was very quick to add disclaimers like, oh, no, no, I'm not a good swimmer. I'm not a fast runner. No. Well, what I realized was my cells were eavesdropping on my thoughts, and I wasn't becoming a good swimmer or a great swimmer, and I wasn't progressing as a faster runner. And I actually didn't realize this until my coach pointed it out. She said, well, what are your thoughts around this? What's the story going on in your head? What's the conversation? And then all of a sudden, bam, I realized, oh my gosh, I say that all the time. And if I'm not saying it to people, I'm thinking it. Ay, 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 no wonder I wasn't progressing. So let's work through this. Again, your cells eavesdrop on your thoughts, okay? So your thoughts become things, okay? So that's the concept that we're gonna talk about here. How we change limiting beliefs is that we are making new connections in our brain, okay? It's kind of like a habit in your brain, all right? So what we're basically gonna do with this exercise is work through how we make that new connection, okay? So it goes something like this. And notice that you have plenty of paper for this, because what you may write down now may just be the beginning, and then as you work through and progress through your dream, other things may materialize for you, okay? So that's why there's so many lines there. All right, so here's how it's going to work. Basically, on the left-hand margin of the page, you're going to write down whatever your limiting belief is. So for me, it was, I'm not a great swimmer. I'm not a fast runner, okay? Then in the right-hand margin, you're going to write the opposite, positive, what we call I believe statement, okay? For me, it was, I am a great swimmer. I am a fast runner, okay? And again, this is kind of the same that we just did on the last section, which is just do the brain dump here, because I guarantee there's some self-talk going on in there. There's some limiting beliefs, and just write them all down as quickly as you can. Get them all out of your head. The first time I did this, I had almost an entire page, and I didn't even realize it. I didn't realize that there was that much chatter going on in my head and limiting beliefs until I wrote them all down. And then I stood back and went, oh my gosh, it's a miracle I'm progressing at all in this, because I'm talking myself out of it all the time. Okay. All right. Then what happens is, this is where the bracelet works. So, and you put on the bracelet every day to give yourself awareness of these limiting beliefs, because we don't even realize how many times we think these thoughts every day. Okay. Once you put this on, it's foreign, it's new, you're paying attention to it, and that keys you into when you have a limiting belief. Okay. So it goes like this. Doesn't matter what wrist you start on, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, I just said or thought I'm not a great swimmer. You snap it and you move it to the other wrist and you say out loud the new I believe statement, the positive form of it. I am a great swimmer. Okay. Now at first, and this is in the guideposts, it's going to seem contrived. It's going to feel like you're talking yourself into something. And you know what? You are. You're talking your brain into making a new connection, okay? Because it's going to a new place instead of the old habit of saying, oh, I'm not a good swimmer,